Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Friday evening. It also happens to be Halloween, and we've got some great, great, great treats to give out. We do. You know, we're that house. I don't give out mini treats. Give out the real deal. That way people know, it's a good house. It's nice people there. I got a feeling if you were to go to Donald Trump on Halloween, you'd get absolutely full-size bars. I'm just telling you right now. If you were going to Kamala Harris's house, first of all, they probably just have the lights out and the sprinklers on, so you wouldn't even come to the door. And then if you did show up at the door, they would just say, well, just take something out of somebody else's bucket and pretend that we gave it to you. I mean, that's the whole policy, right? It's nuts. It's nuts. You got these commercials now from Kamala Harris, which are just moronic. That somehow women should be lying to their husbands about whom they are voting for. Well, that's absurd. And then did you see the one, the masturbation one? I don't know how to say it nicely, so I'll just tell you. It's some guy in a bedroom, you know, and this, quote, Republican shows up to say, oh, Republicans are taking your porn away. Well, number one, I don't think we are. And number two, how the hell is that a presidential election situation? I just, for the life of me, I don't get it. Now, I told you, I got a text a couple of moments ago from my buddy Chris Ruddy. And so we're going to get Ruddy rescheduled for next week. Got a little thing he's got to take care of. And so he's going to take care of that. We'll get him rescheduled for next week. But Dick Morris is sort of jumping into the breach. I'm happy to have him with us. Dick, good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon. I did not see that Harris ad or know about it.
Consider yourself amongst the lucky.
It's unbelievable.
How desperate are they?
It's one thing to be promoting transgender surgery.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be promoting insect marital infidelity.
It's craziness. I mean, look, there used to be a point where people said, I think this is the important issue. I'm in favor of this. I'm against that. But these folks have just jumped the cliff, have they not?
Yeah. Well, I think that it indicates an advertising operation out of control. Mm. Sounds to me like the kind of ideas you get from ad guys who are very creative, but not very political. And you roll your eyes and you turn them down and you say, go back to Hollywood.
Right.
And that's what this smacks of, I think.
Unfortunately, of course, they're not sending them back. They think these are great things. Dick, look, you've been around the block more than once or twice or 10 times. What's your general sense a couple of days out from Election Day?
I think Trump is going to win, and I don't think it's going to be that close. Okay. I think he'll win the popular vote narrowly, but that will translate into an electoral landslide. You have to back up and realize that in 2016, Hillary won the popular vote against Trump by 2.6%, and yet Trump defeated her in a wipeout in the Electoral College. And I think that's what's going to happen here. I think Trump is going to carry all of the swing states, with the possible exception of Wisconsin. Okay. But I believe she'll carry Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Wow. And I think that Wisconsin could go either way. But with those kinds of numbers, and Trump will pick up a few surprises, like maybe Virginia and maybe Minnesota. Yeah. And with those kinds of numbers, I think Trump is going to win about 350 electoral votes. Wow. And I think that Harris is going to win about 100 100 electoral votes. So it'll be an absolute wipeout.
I love that. Now, I got to tell you something, Dick. I am going to go in. I don't do predictions. I learned a long time ago I don't do predictions. But if I were to do a prediction, I would tell you that we here in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, I have a sneaking suspicion we're going to be red. And that we are going in for Donald Trump.
Well, it's important to realize the political history of Virginia. It used to be a southern state, and then the camp, and then two things happened. In northern Virginia, the federal bureaucracy grew like crazy,
yep.
And the founding fathers decided not to give the bureaucrats a huge vote, and that's why they did not let D.C. become a state. And yep. And when they finally did allow it to vote, it couldn't class more than any regular state. And secondly, I think the universities in Virginia, in the middle and southern part of the state, mobilized their student body. Mm-hmm. And together they took over Virginia.
Yeah.
And they made it into a liberal bastion, kind of like a Colorado or Vermont.
Yep.
And based on that, the Democrats won the last few elections.
Yeah.
But now I think it's swinging back. I think that Trump has a very good chance of carrying Virginia.
Yeah.
And not because he's going to win the bureaucrats, but because I think he'll win everybody else.
I think you're right. Dick Morris is joining us. Dick, when we talk about this situation with former President Trump, you're saying he's just on track to do phenomenally well. Does this carry down ballot? Does he get a House
yeah.
and a Senate that are going to be on his team?
Yeah, he does. I'm not familiar with the Virginia House races, but I think he'll clearly keep the House and probably add 5 or 10 seats to the margin. And in the Senate race, I see him obviously picking up West Virginia, which is kind of a given,
yeah.
and Montana, which looks very safe.
Yeah.
And then Ohio looks like he could win it. Marino is only 1 point behind.
Okay.
And the polling data from Michigan is very positive. Wisconsin is very positive. I'm not sure he'll win those states, but he'll come very close, and he may well win them. It's important to understand in a Senate race that if your opponent is under 50%, which most of these incumbents are, the undecided usually breaks against them. Mm-hmm. Because if you're undecided, it's like saying you're going to be married to the same woman next year. And you say, I don't know, I'm undecided. And I think we have, I think that indicates some discontent with the Democratic incumbents.
Well, Dick, how are my friends and family and relatives in Pennsylvania seeing it? Are they going to have the same relationship next year with their lovely bride, or are they going to go in a slightly different direction, you think?
Well, it's possible that McCormick beats Casey.
Yeah.
And I think that there's so many of the Senate races that are hanging by 1 point.
Yeah.
But in all of them, the Democrat is under 50. And so we literally could pick up 5 or 6 seats in the Senate.
That's incredible. Dick Morris.
And we'll at least get control.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, we'll take that, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah. Well, the point is that if Trump wins, we've got control,
yes.
Even if we don't pick up another seat, even if we lose West Virginia,
right.
Because Vice President Pence would vote Republican.
Yeah.
And all we need is one seat.
Yeah.
But, in fact, we'll get 4 or 5, I think.
Okay. Dick Morris is joining us, and Dick has run a presidential campaign or two in the past. You know a thing or two about this. What's your take on the trash truck and the McDonald's?
I think Trump was great.
Right? It's just brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And particularly since Harris is basing her campaign on the contention that Trump is a billionaire, and not conversant with the problems of the average person. And if he is conversant, he doesn't care.
Yeah.
And first of all, Trump is easily rebuts that charge by the tax cuts he's proposing. No tax on tips, no tax on overtime. How many billionaires do you know get time and a half for overtime?
That's right.
And live off tips?
Yeah.
So I don't mean stock tips or horse tips. I mean tips. And so I think that that's fanciful. And then her attempting to paint Trump as an elite billionaire is absurd. I think it was Eric Trump, it might have been Donald, one of the kids, said, my father is a blue-collar billionaire.
Yeah.
And I think that's really true. Well, the more you get to know them, the more you realize the truth of that.
Exactly. That is the thing. Yes, he's got the money. There's no question about that. We don't doubt that. But he is, my perspective, as real and as down-to-earth as you can possibly be.
Yep. Yep.
And it was Eric Trump who said, my dad is a blue-collar billionaire. And that's spot on. It's the love affair with Mickey D's, right?
That's right. Exactly. Well, I enjoyed this. Thank you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you much. That is my buddy Dick Morris. Dick filling in for Chris Ruddy today. A little pinch hitting there. We'll get you all the details on where you can reach out to Dick Morris and follow him. He's got some great stuff out there. It seems to me he's always got a new book coming out. Chris Ruddy, we're going to get back on next week. Now, remember, Chris is the guy who built Newsmax, and I wanted to bring him on today, actually not to talk about Newsmax, as weird as that sounds, because Newsmax is in the process of going public, and there's this pre-IPO offering for certain investors. Chris has been with us to talk about that in the past, but also it's going to be available just general folks like you, folks like me, are going to be able to buy a share or two or 100 or whatever of Newsmax moving forward. But I wanted to talk to Chris a little bit about his relationship with Donald Trump. And I didn't say President Trump, but I said Donald Trump, because he's interacted with Donald Trump for decades. And so we're going to have him on again. We'll get him on next week. I do appreciate Dick Morris stepping into the breach there. John McGuire is going to be with us at 4:05. John has run, I think, a stellar campaign. No, I make no apologies. I like John McGuire. I like John McGuire a lot. I had the first John McGuire for State Senate sign out on my lawn. I proudly have a Trump-endorsed John McGuire for Congress sign. I am looking forward to John McGuire being my member of Congress after the election on Tuesday. And it's not done yet. I mean, that's the thing. It's not over. And there's a lot of shenanigans that are going on. And I wish I could tell you that it was all Democrat Party shenanigans. In fact, with the 5th congressional race, it is this this crybaby who is trying to undermine John McGuire. I mean, it's really shameful. It is. But all of that being said, John will be with us at 4:05. My buddy Chris Beach is going to be here. Today was the first day that I was able to teach the brand new Inside Out Dad program at Pamunkey Regional Jail, and that's because of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Chris is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. We'll talk a little bit about that, but more importantly, we've got to start focusing on our Father Christmas program. I know we got to get through Halloween tonight. We got Thanksgiving and all the rest of it, but Father Christmas is right there. And Chris will explain to you what we do every year with Father Christmas. It's a great opportunity for you to salute a great dad in our area, to help a family that needs a little bit of help. So Chris will be along to talk about all of that straight ahead. Oh, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my friend John Reed will be here. I want to make sure that you are listening to John. I do my best each and every morning to start right at 6. I'm not always there at 6. But whatever time you drop in, stick around for a while. You got great news with Gary Hest. Gary does a tremendous job handling the news, and then great insight and commentary and all that good stuff with John. So that's tomorrow morning starting at 6. It is 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.